This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Fina Fanoa, Malolole. Authorities in Guam say they are working to restore power and water services after Typhoon Mawar struck the island this week. Local media reports at least 2 injuries, but no deaths. Typhoon Mawar has intensified into a Category 5 cyclone and is now on track to hit the Philippines. Also recovering from Typhoon Mawar is Rota Island in the Northern Marianas. Rota has restored its water services. The island's mayor, Hugcott, says there's been no deaths or serious injuries.
We are able to supply power to the hospital, which was, of course, our first priority, and then our power division team will work their way to try to restore to the remaining villages on the island.
American Idol winner Iam Tongi says he wants to inspire Pacific Island youth. The Hawaiian-raised 18-year-old of Tongan and Samoan heritage won American Idol last week, becoming the first Pacific Islander to do so. Tongi says Pacific Islander youth often hold back on their talents.
You know, if you stay in that mindset, you're just not going to achieve anything because you're going to be too afraid. You're going to be too prideful. You know, you're going to be too... have too much pride for in yourself to go and do something that you love, right? And that you think you can achieve, but you're just too scared. Us Polynesian people, we have so much talent.
Tokelau has recorded its first COVID-19 community case. It comes 2 weeks after the World Health Organization declared that COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. General Manager for the Tokelau government, Augustino Vitale, says although it was a shock, they knew it would eventually arrive in Tokelau.
We've been very encouraged by the results, which has been very overwhelming and satisfying for us. At the Taupolenga meeting, there were, you know, a sense of fear was still there. The message would be is to have courage. We have a very good high percentage herd immunity rate, which is really helping. It's just been flu symptoms. Fever is, of course, the most difficult one. But apart from that, you know, people are recovering.
A Nauruan refugee who is moving to New Zealand from Australia says he is looking forward to somewhere he can call home. The first of 30 refugees from Australia are being resettled in New Zealand next month. Gil Bunnett reports.
In total, 450 Nauru and Australian-based refugees will move to New Zealand over 3 years under a Trans-Tasman deal. But it emerged this week most of them are already living in Australia. Mostafa, from Iran, has been in Melbourne since being released from immigration detention 2 years ago. He says while it's too early to be happy, he's hopeful of a stable, peaceful life and escaping reminders of his detention on Manus Island from 2013. There's been speculation about whether Australia's decisions over 501 deportees and citizenship were part of the refugee deal between the two governments. The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, has denied they were the result of negotiations.
Palau President Surango Whips Jr. says the renewal of his country's Compact of Free Association agreement with the US will help to secure Palau's economic status as a high-income nation. The agreement signed last week allows the US to keep a strong military presence whilst injecting investments into Palau. Whips Jr. says negotiations over the agreement are mutually beneficial.
I think what most importantly strengthens the relationship, really puts Palau and the people of Palau first. It looks the comprehensive economic challenges that Palau has really creates a stable foundation that can help the economy grow into the future. I mean, our goal was to provide economic resilience.
The Pacific Conference of Churches has renewed its calls for Japan to immediately cease plans to release over 1 million tons of treated radioactive wastewater. Lydia Lewis has the latest.
The group is imploring the Pacific Islands Forum, or PIF, to boldly explore punitive measures to deter unwarranted and harmful activities that threaten the biodiversity and future of the Blue Pacific. Meanwhile, the 79 members of the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States is standing in solidarity with the PIF leaders. They believe there is no clear evidence the release would be safe, despite Japan arguing otherwise. PIF Chair Mark Brown says he trusts Japan's reassurance the release is safe.
An Indian government official has been suspended after ordering an entire reservoir to be drained just to recover a phone that had slipped out of his hand. Rajesh Vishwas was on holiday at the Kakata Dam in the central state of Chhattisgarh. The BBC's Pepigar Pelham reports.
Mr. Vishwas was taking a selfie when his smartphone, worth $1,000, fell into the water. He called local divers to try to retrieve it. When they failed, he arranged for two powerful pumps to be run for 3 days to empty out 2 million litres of water, enough to irrigate 600 hectares of farmland. He only stopped when an official from the Irrigation and Water Resource Department visited the site after a complaint. Mr. Vishwas said the phone had official data stored on it, but after 3 days in water, it was unusable.
Japanese police have arrested a 31-year-old man after four people, including two police officers, were killed in a knife and gun attack. The Nagano Prefecture Police Chief, where the alleged attack occurred, Iwao Koyama, said it, an investigation was underway.
This is an extremely heinous incident that causes great anxiety to our society and the citizens of the prefecture. Since an investigation is needed to clarify the incident, including the circumstances and motives behind the crime, today we will set up an investigative headquarters for this serial murder involving the use of firearms in Nakano, with a staff of about 100. The investigation will proceed with full force.
To sport, legendary All Black scrum half Aaron Smith played his final game for the Otago Highlanders last night. Smith ended his 12-year career for the club on a positive note with a dramatic 35-30 win over the Queensland Reds. He told Sky Sport he was desperate for a win in his last performance.
I said to the boys on the bench, and when we were coming out of our half, I was like, they'll sniff once and he'll sniff something out, and you know, that's so cool, man. And oh, I was so happy for him and for our team, and you know, our nines are big in our team and we want to make sure we own it. And when I saw him take off, I was like, there's no way.
Meanwhile, the Melbourne Rebels thrashed the Western Force by 52-14. In rugby league, the Parramatta Eels defeated the North Queensland Cowboys 24-16 in round 13 of the NRL Premiership. That's it for RNZ Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.